980 WCAP. I need a toothpick. Man, we've been eating good all week. They got to have this this restaurant showcase, I think, year-round. And we'll incorporate it all into Jack's Cafe. You know, check it out. It is the great restaurant. Grazie. So when somebody says grazie, you know what you say? Prego. Thank you, Sam. I was trying to have a conversation with my producer, but, you know, never got posted in Italy, huh?
Nope.
Not one of the good places. Well, we're up against time, but we want to bring in our good friend, the trendy mommy, quickly. Anne-Marie Seldon is here with us. Hey, Anne-Marie.
How are you?
It's just been a whack week. We're working on restaurant week this week. So, to be honest with you, we forgot about you because we were eating.
Oh.
Man, a way to a man's.
I'm trying to get everything in before the summer. It's just
I know.
Crazy.
I know. And you know what? The clock is ticking away, isn't it?
It really is, and we haven't even bought our back-to-school supplies yet.
Oh, well, we're going to save that for another, you know, because I get so sad. I mean, I've been out of school years, I mean, forever, even college, and I still have that little, you know, pang right around go-back-to-school time about, I wish I was going back to school.
you know, you're either kids are either excited about it or they're dreading it.
Yeah, right. There's no in-between, is there?
There really isn't, and I feel like this summer, you know, it depends on if you got to relax this summer as a mom, or if you were a mom driving your kids around to all different activities, and you didn't really get to relax.
You know what's interesting? A lot of people used to, you know, save their vacation to, like, the last to get into that Labor Day. But with schools, kids going back earlier and earlier every year, that's kind of gone away, hasn't it? The whole, you know, trying
But for those of us who do have that last week, it's really nice because wherever you go away to, there's not a lot of people.
So you guys go back to school after Labor Day?
We go back to school after Labor Day.
Oh, yeah, well, it seems like more and more places now are having the kids go back at least for a couple days and then getting that long Labor Day weekend off.
Yeah, you know? So and that I feel, I mean, I know they have to get in their actual days by a particular time, so it's kind of crazy that they go back and then they have like Thursday and Friday off.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I know it's they're up against the day situation.
Well, speaking about up against it, we're certainly up against time today, and I just wanted to let you know anything we love the trendy mommy who is out there searching and researching great items for us. What's come across your desk this week that you really like?
Well, I have to say just one thing about backpacks. Uh-huh. There's two that I love. Whenever you go to an Ella Bean store, they will actually put the backpack on your child, and they will fit your child.
Oh.
The correct backpack. So they're great if you head to a store there because, you know, your kindergartner doesn't need the same backpack as your high schooler.
Ah, very good. So is somebody practicing the piano in the background there?
That's my phone buzzing. The trendy mommy's very busy.
I know it.
but the other one, which is an eco-friendly backpack they sell at local Whole Foods stores, is the Crocodile Creek. And they have a lunchbox to match. And that is for more of the preschooler and the kindergartner.
So you know, if you get caught out in a rainstorm, though, it's not going to disintegrate, is it?
No. It's perfectly fine.
It's biodegradable.
They have EcoKids. They have a great line, which has the ice packs, EcoKids ice packs. They have bamboo utensil sets. And so if you're concerned with your younger child about the plastics, I would go with that eco-friendly line.
Well, when we get back together next week, 1 week from today, we'll have a whole list and we'll talk more about our back to school. We should put a little checklist of things. Do they still send that list home from schools, or do they wait till the first week that you're in of stuff?
The checklist
you need?
Of what to do to prepare a child, or the actual items?
No, the items like of which now
send well in advance stuff home. As the kids get older, the list gets longer and the prices go up.
Why do I have to send paper towels to, you know?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions for some of those items.
Yeah, what happened to my tax dollars? That's another story for another time. have you got a cool website you like this week besides the L.L. Bean? And I love that idea that they will actually, measure
for those of us with younger kids, lice is still a factor in the school system.
Oh, I know.
So I would check out the Babo Botanicals website.
How do you spell that, Anne-Marie?
B-A-B-O.
Okay.
B-O-T-A-N-I-C-A-L-S, because they have a lice-repellent shampoo and spray.
I know. You know what? No matter. Talk about taking the fun out of everything that day. And it happens most of the time, whether they do it at school or daycare or, you know, after school.
Ugh. And it's a preventative measure that you can take.
Oh, cool. There is.
Studies
okay.
show that it does work, so...
All right. And Anne-Marie, if people want to find out more about what you're up to, trendymommies.com, right?
That's
plural.
It.
Right. Anne-Marie, I'll talk to you next week when we have a little bit more
time. Good. Thanks.
Thanks so much. There's our trendy mommy.